Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Man, you were definitely like nice when it comes to some things, but like you're an asshole. Like, and people don't ever think that you're an asshole, but I've seen it, like editing and even cutting, like when it's like pieces where y'all talking in between when they're trying to cut out. So I was sitting there like, she's a fucking jerk, dog. What's happening here? And you be sniping people.
Am I not one of the most loyal people that will have your back through things?
Oh, yeah. No, but it's a lot of loyal people that are jerks, though, man. We're not disputing your loyalty, your work ethic,
exactly,
or anything of that. We're just saying you're still a jerk and an asshole.
Yes.
In addition
both
to all
of y'all
those
are jerks. Both of y'all are jerks. What do you mean?
Hold on.
People know that we are, though. I think people know, like,
we don't try to hide it. That's the thing. We don't try to hide it. We embrace it.
You got your little secretary glasses on. You got your little nails. Like you be typing on a computer, very nice and just elegant. Man, you be sniping.
Meg be sniping. Exactly, Kenny. She be sniping. And then when somebody say something back, man,
you're gonna attack
I'm
black
a mother.
Women? Yeah, I'm a mother.
Motherfucker is what you are.
Look at the fucking black women. How dare you? I'm like, nigga, stop.
You're a freaking jerk. Both of yous. Pat's a jerk too.
I mean, Pat be sniping too. Pat be sniping too. But that's my thing.
Pat is the meanest. Pat is really, he be having, the only reason that people like let him get away with it because he says it with a smile. Okay. And he says it with a smile and little dusty braids, so you have to feel sorry for him.
You see what I'm saying, Meg? He didn't get on screen.
Shut up, Meg.
He wasn't even on screen.
Pat is so mean. Pat is the meanest one. And I'd be like, I don't understand why people
think he's not that mean.
You are because you got a little
green. You're the meanest one.
You got a little light skin pass. Hate it.
Exactly. Meg is the meanest one. And Meg is saying
by far the meanest one.
Like, people say with a smile.
Woman, y'all say this about me because if
oh my God, Meg, shut up.
You actually are the meanest one, though.
Yes, Meg. It is because you're a woman. Because you pretend like you're just this nice, loving, oh, I'm Mama Meg and all of that. But when the camera's off, they don't see you pinching us, poking us with your nun fingers and telling us that we're not eating right. And that's why we're going to die because we fat and our cholesterol. That's the stuff that you say, Meg. You're the person that whispers in someone's ear at the dinner table, your mother's horrible and her breath smells like old cat food. That's you.
She does curses too. Asian curses.
Let me tell you this. If I put up a compilation of shit that I cut out that Meg said when y'all be having when y'all go to y'all break,
don't tell Jazz Jones.
It is crazy, bro.
What?
You attacked it.
Keep that stuff in.
Nah, because then you'll be exposed. You called me the hard ER multiple times.
Not even true, because the stuff that y'all are saying, y'all be lying on me so much. Okay, I never said I was perfect, but I'm not over here. I'm not the meanest one. I might be the most honest one, and I tell it like it is. But that does not mean it's mean.
This is honest, but you be mean too.
This is how I know you. This is how I know you mean, Meg, because I've watched a few episodes. And CP he wasn't even lighting your ass. He was just letting it go. He was letting you take shots at him a few times. And I saw some people go like, I see him shake his head. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was an episode not too long ago. This nigga got fed up. He said, fuck it, man. No holds barred, nigga. You getting sniped out. And now he be coming in attacking you because you deserve this shit.
Ha.
What's up, CP?
CP has gotten comfortable with it. We family now. Before, we weren't family like that. Right, CP?
Whatever you say, Meg. I don't want no smoke. You understand? Right, CP?
We're cool.
I forgot what episode it was. He was like coming at like, I think, having like a dog. I forgot what it was, like having like a child or something like that. And he started coming. I was like, I sat back down. I was like, this is well deserved for Meg. She deserves every shot that
Meg, I do like your hair today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The hair is laid, Meg. The hair is laid. I will give
it
you
is. It looks beautiful.
See, that's the problem though, Meg. You be looking so sweet and innocent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yes, you look like the first person that you see at a nice family-owned Chinese restaurant, maybe buffet style. And it's like, you're the first person that they see. And it's like, you handle all the books. You have the glasses on, you know, the table layout. You're in charge of the waitresses. And you just seem so sweet. And I come up to you like, ma'am, I ordered a Mountain Dew. I never got my Mountain Dew. And I had the crab legs and everything. And you're like, you know what? Don't worry, I'm going to take it off your bill. And then I leave. And you like, broke bitch. Can't even afford this goddamn Mountain Dew. And that's how you are. Mm-hmm. That's how you are. Good job. Like she would... giving you this Mountain Dew. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just.
You think that a person that can handle that much responsibility doing the books, maintaining the staff, is going to be a
hostess.
Nice person?
And hostess.
And host. You think that person is a nice person?
Pimpstress also. Don't forget that.
It could be.
Well, here's the thing. You're just the most responsible in that family.
That takes a lot of work to be like that, y'all. Mm-hmm. You can't be a pushover. You can't be somebody that is like so sweet and you can't accomplish and be successful.
A lot of Tai Chi.
I want to buy you an old person that you can bully, like somebody who just got retired. They're like 63 and they just sit there. You can be like, shut your ass up. They be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and they're paid well. They're paid well, paid like a blunt roller. 50K a year.
Yeah, you know, I guarantee you for sure, if Meg worked at an old folks home, she'd be one pinching people. She pinching like, I don't like Miss Scoops over there. Miss Scoops is mean. She be pinching people.
I don't do old people like that. And they would listen anyway. I'd be like, Mr. Jones, take this medicine before I force it to your throat.
Yeah, see? I can see that. Hold on, man. You don't do old people. I don't do old people either. When I go to the nursing home, it's like a gauntlet of like grannies that have like been forgotten about. You just like walking through them. And they're just like, you know my grandma.
No,
like,
but I don't.
I can't help you. I can't help you.
I used to go to the old people and like read books and play games with them.
Man, if you make it to your grandma's room, you are a G. Because it's like a gauntlet. Like, you got to get jumped in. They'd be like, nah.
That's so sad.
I can't help any of you. I'm sorry. I'm only one person.
Oh, that's horrible.
No, I think Meg's gonna be that old person that'd be doing karate in the park, and you'd be like, I don't know if they upset or if they I don't know if they mad at the world or if they at peace with the world, and they just over there like I hate everybody.
I'm gonna tell you, can I say this? I had to get on Meg's side and start having sympathy for Meg when Arvin Mitchell came in this bitch. When Arvin came in here, I was like, you know what? Because Arvin didn't understand. Arvin just came in like, oh, that's how you cut? Bet, take 4-5 of these. I was like, whoa.
He did.
I was like, Arvin. So now I understand, like, all right, you know.
Arvin has the face of just this very lovable and jovial person, but that is a maniac.
He chooses violence every time.
Legit a maniac. He is the type of, last time I picked him up, when he was over my house, he did that episode. Last time I picked him up, I picked him up off the street. He had just got dropped off. He had a bullhorn with him. I'm like, he had just got off the plane. I'm like, what are you doing with a bullhorn? He's like, man, I be riding around. I be seeing people with horrible fits on. So I roll the window. They're like, bitch, you know better than that. With the bullhorn out the window. This nigga is a menace.
He's been to jail multiple times.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely been to jail. He talks about being
to jail. Y'all are friends because you only like sadistic people like you, Tahir.
Yeah, well, Tahir thinks about stuff like that.
He does it like half the time. He don't do it all the time.
Tahir keeps that in his mental role. It's like, if I ever need a nigga with a bullhorn to be disrespectful, cool, I'm gonna call Arvin. If I need a bullhorn, just in case I need a bullhorn, meet some niggas. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga almost got us beat up by these gang members. We was in Hollywood and this dude was hanging out the car. He's in the backseat hanging out the car trying to holler at a chick. And he was looking forward, and he didn't see. No, I'm sorry. He was looking backwards. So me and Arvin are walking toward the car. He's looking back, like hanging out like that. So Arvin walked up to him, was like, "Give me your face." And the dude screaming like that, right? A car full of people. So he's embarrassed, right? Dude got out the car. It took him 2 minutes to get out the car because he was so big. He just kept getting out that motherfucker. He ran up on us. Arvin was like, "Fuck, if I get knocked out, our shoes gonna fly off because they're not tied up."
That's the first thing he thought about.
That's the first thing he thought about.
Luckily, Tahir had those 2 9s on his back. When they saw those, they were like, "You know what?
What'd you say, homie?"
"Oh, sorry, big dog. Sorry, big dog. I know it ain't no motherfucking problem."
"You had to show me and turn around and show us back.
I know it ain't no problem in this bitch." "Oh, okay, I thought so."
"So, listen, shut up. Do we have a problem, nigga?"
"And this nigga got two." "Hey, they like, this nigga got two big jiggly ass guns, nigga. Let's go."
"Them the new jiggly guns?"
"The jiggly guns, nigga."
Tahir took 10 paces first. He was just like,
"Oh, what's up, nigga? I ain't never seen no goddamn jiggle glocks. Let's go."
"Pat, you shut the fuck up with that Asian schoolgirl shirt you got the fuck on right now. What the fuck are you about to do, arithmetic?"
Hey, man, go ahead and reflect. Go ahead.
"Man, you look like Pat, you got a pocket full of apple slices next to you."
Hey, I'm not
even got a first date with Sailor Moon tonight. I mean, tuxedo mask finally fucked up. I'm in there. I'm in those cheeks.
I think if Pat take all his bitches like this, dang!
He do got pictures like that, though.
Yeah, he does have me.
Hey, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I do not remember purchasing this shirt. This shit came up to my house, and I was like, damn, how bad was I when I bought this? Because I don't even know what I searched to get this.
Look, wait, did somebody just send it to you for free? Or has pockets?
It's a shirt with pockets?
Ain't no way somebody sent you a shirt that got them two boba tea holders for free.
This dude look like a boba shirt.
Boba tea holsters. Like, hey, don't make me pull my goddamn boba out.
That was
I got to pull some boba out.
Amazingly quick.
Great. I want that shirt now.
What up, Big Boba? What up, baby?
Big Boba?
I wear this shirt so Asian people can trust me. I don't get no looks in the store.
Meg, how's he doing?
You're pretty good. He doing? I felt like he was very calming. I wouldn't clutch my purse around him.
Oh my gosh.
He's doing good.
That's okay. And you'd be like, oh, he's good. He's one of the good ones.
I do feel like Pat making random purchases. If you make random purchases, Pat, you'd be like, yo, this is kind of cool. Let me just buy
it. Why you even ask him that?
The Amazon swipe, you know that Amazon, how it says add to cart and then it says buy it now. And if you press buy it now, you just swipe it and it's on its way to your car. That was the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. Because I'll just look at something. I'll be like, oh, that's dope. And I'll just find it on Amazon and buy it. And then if it has random, I'm assuming this was a recommended because I don't even know what I would search to get this.
Is that a frog?
It's a frog going, burr!
I'm not gonna lie, Pat. You look like an honorary AKA, bro.
I'm just saying, man. What's the name of those AKA dudes that was down south? What's the name of them?
AKA.
Hey.
I forgot what they were called.
I'm going to get jumped by the next AKA.
Oh, man. Yeah, they ain't going to fuck with me. I'm a noob. Like, leave me alone.
I can see Pat at the club, just like with the mirror. You got to be in the mirror with the club. In the strolls.
They're going to jump these niggas.
Yeah. The collar says the collar's crazy. Yeah.
Is it actual collar? Is it painted on? It looked like it was just painted on. Is it the actual collar? My nigga.
Oh, Okay.
Here's a fucked up thing about this whole thing. We're cracking all these jokes, but Pat's the only nigga that can pull that off and still pull it. Pat'll rock that shit at a fucking anime convention and pull 60 numbers.
Oh, at an anime convention for sure.
Oh, he pulling regular all day. The baddies, nigga. All the little weird bad bitches.
See, regular day, I don't know. You I look like I'm trying
stay
to
consistent. I'm gonna tell you real shit. Just stay consistent. Like whoever likes your brand of shit will find you.
Yeah,
right.
You just gotta stay consistent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't, if you never switch it up, the people who like your shit are coming for you.
And this is how this is my whole life. This is how hood niggas like complimented me without making fun of me. Be like, it's you. You know what I mean? Just just keep dressing like you. You know what I'm saying? And it'll it's like that very diplomatic. Like, thank you.
They'd be like, hey, your little weird ass, cool as fuck though, bro. Yeah. First I saw you, I was like, I'm gonna rob this bitch ass nigga, but your little ass cool as fuck.
I mean, as long as it works for you.
What set you play? Bubblegum Bloods? All right, cool. Right on. Bubblegum Bloods.
Look, man, this is a good spot for us to jump off in the first topic of the day. Want to give a big shout out to Original Squad. We got Meg Scoop, CP, Patrick Cloud. Of course, I'm to hear more. We got special guest Keenan Baker in the motherfucking house, ladies and gentlemen. We about to jump into this first topic right after this.
Inner peace is great and all, but you know what's better? Making it to level 1,000 in Best Fiends. That's what true satisfaction feels like. I love Best Fiends, and right now, I'm on level 1220. I love the fact that I can just cut the outside world out and just play this game and focus, man. I love every piece of it. Some of my friends play it, some of my family plays it. And right now, my favorite character is Tantrum. Love this dude. What's dope about Best Fiends is once you download it, it doesn't matter if you have a bad internet connection. It doesn't matter if you don't have Wi-Fi. You can still play the game and enjoy it. You can collect tons of fiends that get power-ups as you play more levels. Every win brings new challenges, thousands of puzzles to play, and new in-game events are added all the time. I just jumped into a couple of events myself. With thousands of levels, there's always more to play. So go ahead and let enough is never enough be your mantra. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth in-game rewards when you reach level 5. Remember, that's Best Friends without the R, y'all. Best Fiends.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather always have a wet sock or a small rock in your shoe?
Oh, my God. Who? What demons were thinking of this?
Damn.
Wait, one wet sock or two?
You got one wet sock on or a small rock in your shoe.
That sucks. Oh, my God. This is the worst one I've heard in a while. I feel like that wet sock, though.
But if it's during the summertime, I can deal with a wet sock.
No.
You don't get
a pebble,
stinky.
You a pebble get in your shoe, dog. Ooh, you ever had to find a pebble and hold it inside your toes because you can't get it out right now? You try to like just get that bitch under control.
Nah, CP, yeah. But you can't find it. I think that would be the hell of it. Like you keep taking your shoe off, you keep taking your sock off, and you're like, there's nothing in here. And then you put your
ghost pebble. Oh, not a ghost pebble.
Because that pebble.
Wait. And ghost wet sock. Like you take your sock off and it's dry and you're like, what the hell? And you put it back in your shoe and start walking and it's wet again.
Ooh. Squishy underneath your insole is squishy. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Still, give me the wet sock.
Ooh, that's trash.
That wet sock is trash. When you take your foot off, your toes be white and all pruny. You mess around. And when it get like that, it's easy to like rip too. Like you do anything like this and your toe rip on the inside of them. Oh, nigga, all of it.
Well, here's the thing though. You can walk with a wet sock. We got like a
I was like, what?
Wait, we got a backup. Hold on. You got web feet?
My bad, Kenny. Wait. Tahir said that when he gets wet, he rips. Explain this to us.
What?
How do you like, rip? Do you have like athlete's feet? And
no,
then you
no. But you know, if you keep your feet wet for too long, the skin gets soft, right? You know, your toes and all that turn white. Well, it's easier to rip. Like if you looking between, you ain't never like, when I dry off, I go between my toes with the towel. If you ever like try to pull your toes apart too much to get the towel in there and like rip it a little bit?
You just grip the carpet. Just grip some carpet and you're fine. Just grip a little bit of carpet. Like, what are you doing? Just grip some carpet.
All right. Well.
Hell no.
Listen. If it works for you.
Do you have like a dry towel when you step out the shower? Like a
right. Mat? You don't have like a mat that is made for you to come out of the towel on?
Do your feet have rolls to here? Is that the thing you're trying to tell us? Like, do you have to get inside the
Fuck y'all. Y'all acting like the inside of y'all toes ain't never ripped a little bit. Fuck y'all. Somebody.
I don't understand why they're ripping. My toes haven't ripped.
All right, man, moving on.
You here got a club foot with Wolverine toes. So
oh, that's webbing. He got webbing in between his toes.
Hey, real talk though, to this day, like my dad was in the military. This nigga is like, he hates socks because in the military, when he was in the army, if your socks got wet, you had to like change your socks like 2 or 3 times a day because whatever bacteria would get in there, that shit could kill you.
What war was he in?
Nigga, one of them practice Detroit. That they was getting
it was,
ready.
It was a Detroit war against the cops. Niggas was like, we're not going to stop selling drugs.
Your socks to get wet in a Detroit war is very funny to me.
I know, that's crazy. Especially when you suffer from chasing ice cream truck disease like Tahir. Like, yeah, my feet just ripped. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ice cream truck disease?
Because I asked you to be 2 blocks away and I'm trying to chase it and they rip. My toes rip. You got athletes so you got chasing ice cream.
Old lighters and old syringes at the cops. Take that, coppers.
Why are you doing this to my father, man? The nigga was in the military. He was stationed somewhere.
That nigga wasn't in the military. That nigga was militant.
He was
stationed on the east side of Detroit. We get it.
He was in the marshmallow military. Fluff 2, Fluff 3. Chasing the horse and eating s'mores.
We ain't going to be hungry no more. Graham cracker.
Hershey.
Oh shit.
Lieutenant Moore, insert that stuff inside the graham cracker.
Graham cracker. Oh, that is funny.
Yo, the but sergeant to come in and pop a quarter off to hear his bat, and if it flew in the air, then they knew that.
I did hear that like a lot of people in the army said that like people were sending them gifts that were cool and shit, but like they really just wanted socks. And I never really understood why. They said that like socks and like one other thing that you wouldn't expect is like the shit that they need the most.
A ticket home. Yeah, just send me some socks and a ticket to the fucking crib, please. Thank you.
Oh man!
That's all I need. Yeah, nah. But yeah, socks. Supposedly,
I don't know. I think I would. When it comes back to the topic, I think I would take. I still would rather have a wet sock because when you have a pebble and you can't even walk, dog. Like you can't walk when you have a pebble in your shoe. You have to keep stopping.
Everything you That's do, true. You'd be like, oh, I gotta get this pebble out. Where is a wet sock?
I sit on a curb trying to find this shit before. Let's say you get a stick in your sock, you gotta come out, sit down, take your sock off, look through your sock to see if you can feel some shit. I ain't got time for that shit. Man, if I gotta walk home with a wet sock, it's wet sock over.
The wet sock is annoying, but you're right. You could still do it. Like I had the worst wet sock. I was in sandals. And I was down at the like dumpster, like throwing shit away. And there was like a puddle of like dumpster trash can juice that I didn't see.
Wait,
and I had slides and a sock.
Why do you have on socks with your slides?
Why not?
I just do that. When was that not cool? Because I love having sandals.
That's the way you do it. To me,
you just can't have a toe separator. If it's no toe separation, right? You're fine.
Yeah, right. I don't be seeing people with Nike socks with their toes sticking out.
Maybe because y'all are guys. Women don't usually when women wear like slides or sandals, we don't have socks.
Because that's sandals the first check. Fine. We got to see if y'all got nasty toes, we know there's something's up.
I mean, your hygiene's bad.
Y'all be showing toes, them.
Yeah, the Rihanna slippers. Funky or nasty looking or ashy, that means you don't clean yourself well.
What?
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
My feet don't ever look bad, but that's not an indicator because on any given day, your feet could be ashy. Y'all feet be ashy.
Not ashy. Hey,
it's just like, it's how y'all look at dirty shoes on men. You'll be like, he got dirty shoes. He probably don't take care of himself. When I see a woman with like jacked up feet or like nasty looking feet, I'm like, oh, her vagina stink. First place my mind goes. She don't wash. Here's the thing. If you can keep the dirtiest part of your body clean, which is your feet, I'll be like, oh, she knows how to keep herself clean. Makes sense, right?
I mean, that's how I feel
about a messy car, though. She got a messy car, but like, ooh, wee, that pH balance is on fire.
No, that's not
this little Altima with all these boogers in here. No, sir.
Boogers.
That's not true, because now my car is messy, but I also have a 3-year-old with like a ton of toys in my car.
Oh, yeah, that don't count. You know what I'm saying? Somebody came in you. But
when it was before that, my car was impeccable. But now,
so if you single with a messed up car, like, yeah, I think CP's right. If you single with a car, yeah, that's horrible.
Oh, I mean, I get it.
And I ain't talking about like smart girl messy, like a yogurt cup with a banana peel in it. That's cute. I'm talking about like a French fry from 1995 or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like dust of like dirt. Yeah. Anyway.
I
think about how many rocks used to be in Goku South. They'd be getting blasted through all them goddamn hills and shit and all the mountains. And it is, oh, you know what I'm saying? You know he has some shit unless they hooked up to his pants, which also looked like they could have been too, because they never like his, you know.
I think his shoe was like tied, like they were like tied on, like, you know, like it, like they had, it had like a tie on top of him or something like that.
What are we talking about?
Have some dog ass like fear of gods. Go ahead, my bad.
Something about Goku. Goku had to have rocks in his socks because he was getting blasted through rocks and shit. That's
because he never got hit out of his shoes.
Great observation.
Yeah. Hold on, Freeze. I have a rock.
Great observation, CP. For real.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool. I don't know. I've survived a wet sock. Like even the like I was saying with the trash juice, I just ate that. I was just like, oh, that's disgusting. And I still had to do what I did, but a rock in the sock would have for sure ruined everything.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll take that.
The only downside is when you get wet socks like that, increase your chance of athlete's feet.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
ew.
That's big ill energy.
What do you mean? Who cares? Athlete's feet disgusting, and it also itches. I think I've never had it.
You can't
but
even walk right with a pebble. You just like
better than athlete's foot though.
You have to stop. But here's the thing: you might get athlete's foot. It's not a guarantee. So it depends how far you're walking. If you already walking, you know, to the trash can, Pat.
Well, also the pebble might be uncomfortable. I've had hella pebbles in my shoe or my sock that was like. I shook out afterwards and I was like, oh, there's a pebble, as opposed to that one that's really just out to get you, that's sharp and it's always at the bottom of your foot. Like
you
I've gotten away.
Like you keep a couple pebbles and stones and sticks in your shoe.
In my pocket, not my foot.
I feel like you would have like
in your pocket. Mm-hmm. What? Homeless nigga? What are you bartering rocks for?
Nigga, they're like crystals and stuff.
Yeah, I know you got crystals. Yeah, yeah. Y'all don't carry crystals.
Yeah, that's different. That ain't rocks. Crystals and rocks is like, yeah.
They rocks. They for sure rocks.
They were like the first rocks.
Technically, but
yeah.
They pretty rocks.
I think they're rocks.
Like, they like designer rocks.
Rocks want to be crystals because really a rock is.
A rock's like a plain white tee and a crystal's like a Gucci scarf or something. And they just looking at each other like, damn, we was made damn near in the same place. You just were closer to a volcano. You know, that's pretty much what it is.
Makes sense. It was around the world, but it makes sense though.
let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with?
Wet sock.
Wet sock.
You saying we would rather have a wet sock or
yeah, would you rather have the wet sock or would you rather have the pebble?
Wet sock for sure.
Wet sock would be too. CP, what you going with?
Wet sock.
It is. Well, it looks like it's unanimous with the wet sock. We're gonna jump right into this next topic right after this.
You want a new credit card, but you're not exactly sure how to choose one? You don't need to apply for the first offer you see in the mail like most people do. Credit Karma can help you zero in on the right option for you and apply with a lot more confidence. Credit Karma uses your profile to show you offers that are tailored to your financial situation. Credit Karma partners with a wide range of card issuers so you can be sure that you are exploring all sorts of options. Best of all, Credit Karma uses your credit data to show you your chances of approval before you even apply, helping you apply with more confidence. Comparing cards on Credit Karma is 100% free and won't affect your credit score. Credit Karma creates your own karma. So, are you ready to find a card for you? Head to Credit Karma and check out your personalized mix of offers today. Go to creditkarma.com or the Credit Karma app to find the card for you. That's creditkarma.com.
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather eat an omelet filled with dog food or trail mix full of insects?
Man, dog food. Here, give it up. I don't give a damn. I'll eat all that dog food. Some dog food is actually like, looks like, or tastes like human food.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I've tried it. And vegetables and all of that in there?
I don't think y'all know this. That kind in this scenario.
Because one day my brother, he accidentally ate some dog food thinking it was human food because that's how it looked like human food.
Wait, accidentally how?
Like it was on the counter. Like when my dad's ex-wife, whatever, she had a dog and she had the food on the counter. And it looked like human food. So he started eating it.
What did y'all dogs be eating at the table? Y'all dogs be.
What it look like? I've never seen.
It was like, it was actually not like food. It was like cookies. Like dog cookies, dog biscuits.
Oh, biscuits. Oh, okay. That's different.
But they looked like real cookies. They were like real, like looking people cookies. And then he murdered like a whole.
Hey, did you just switch it to cookies? Because you saw that we was. It was dog food until
he was trying to save his brother. He trying to save face for his brother.
That shit did get pretty cool. No, it was like dog food.
I can't have out here eating dog food as a professor.
I was like, I've never seen dog food that didn't look exactly like dog food.
My dog is on a subscription service for food and it looks better than regular dog food. But I'm thinking insects because at least you know what the fuck it is. It's just insects versus.
People already eat insects, yeah.
Have y'all ever had, I don't know if y'all remember KB Toys, but they used to have like the little dehydrated crickets. They had them at KB Toys. They had them at some museums too. Like they were flavored like barbecue or
what it tastes like crickets. Here.
It just tasted like a dusty cracker or something. Like it just. That. You said why?
Why?
I was interested.
You know that they eat everything now. Don't even ask that.
What flavor did you get?
Don't ever be surprised that a nigga asked why you ate a pack of crickets on your own
barbecue
from a
crickets?
Toy store. From a toy store. You mean to tell me? You walk in.
Bypassed all the toys.
You didn't even go to like a restaurant that did specialize
They were close to the register. They'd be close to the register.
Give me barbecue crickets. That's why. Video games. Give me these barbecue crickets.
You put an impulse item for because you thought, all right, this would be cool.
They were at museums.
Let me get the gum, the corn nuts, and the barbecue crickets.
I'm about to look it up real quick.
Because and they just tasted like chips, barbecue chips.
Yeah, it was like dustier than it was almost like you know how the like peanuts at Five Guys and stuff like that. The shell was kind of like dusty and that's kind of what it tasted like.
Do they still look like crickets?
Sometimes they did, but sometimes the legs would be gone. Sometimes it just looked like a peel. It just looked like a peel.
I mean, there's TV shows and stuff like that where people, they'd be like, they ate chocolate covered crickets or chocolate covered bugs like that.
Right.
But it's like, when you first posed this question, I immediately thought of like just ants being in my trail mix and having to put my hand in there and trying to pull out and you pulling out a whole bunch of ants on top of, I was like, bro, nah.
Trail mix, there's like one off thing. So like how you get M&M's trail mix, those M&M's would be like crickets and bugs, but then it'll be mixed in with like nuts and raisins and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it would be more than one bug though. It'd be like ants and crickets.
Hey, so we agree that it's crickets, right?
Crickets. Ants and crickets. Ants and
not mosquitoes. I feel like mosquitoes, you'd be eating a bag of AIDS. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Why? But I'm reading it right now. They say eating crickets can lead to having smaller teeth and increased frequency of freckles.
I didn't see that coming at all. That was funny.
I didn't. Great bait, nigga.
you have to get them like that.
But I feel like what Keenan said with the chocolate covered and the like highbrow cricket dishes and stuff. Those are restaurants that specialize in bug shit. This was a toy store that had a bag of barbecue crickets near the front with the...
Nigga, they get them from the same place, bro.
It's no, they don't. Yeah, they don't. I would rather buy a cricket from the homeless nigga.
Why?
The homeless nigga be like, oh no, I know these are good crickets right here. These all came from the valley. These ain't the regular crickets. I'll tell you what. Nigga at KB Toys are like, I don't know where these are from. Sorry, the homeless nigga like, I raised these myself.
Raised them himself?
I stand by these crickets. Trust fuck me on that.
Big hit ass.
I feel like I low-key think that not like what our kids' age would be, but like our kids' kids. You know what I mean? Like if our kids' kids grew up and the world was still around, I feel like bugs at that point would be a substitute for any meat that went extinct. I think that's for sure next. They're already like trying it out and people are like, ew, because chicken nuggets are still here. But once like chicken or beef or whatever goes out, we gonna be eating bugs. So I feel like that's a perfect.
You didn't even sound bad though. A 10-piece cricket nugget.
People eat worms. People eat worms already, man.
Barbecue sauce. Let's go, baby.
No,
let's
how go. About this? We already eat crabs and lobsters. If you see like videos of them like shedding their shells and just like them doing anything besides being dipped in butter, you're gonna be like, oh, these are for show. These are bugs. These are like,
well,
they roaches pretty much.
The cousins of roaches.
They said, they're the cockroach or the sea or whatever the case may be. And let me tell you something. I eat the hell of them cockroaches. I don't give a shit. I murder some shrimp. I murder some crab. I throw that butter sauce on it. Butter sauce make insects taste incredible. So that looks like I do a little butter sauce in my little trail mix, nigga.
If you had a crab boil, like the ones that have the shrimp with the head on and the legs still on, then you pretty much ate bugs already, like before anyway. Like if you you might as well.
Listen, I ain't tripping off. I ate butt before, nigga. You think I'm gonna be tripping off of eating a couple bugs? I ate butt.
who hasn't ate butt on here?
What, Meg? No, I thought about it. I was like, have I ate a butt like that?
What?
Man.
Hell no.
This ain't no May Scoops. Yes. This ain't no May Scoops right there. You know.
Have I ate a butt?
Meg can scoop eggs up like this.
What? Oh, actually, I haven't. I think I got close.
No, Meg.
No, seriously, I'm over here trying to think, like, have I ate a butt?
Look at your camera. You can't eat a butt.
I can't just know.
If you have it, there's nothing to think about.
No, because I'm saying I got close. I've never gotten, like...
If you was close, you licked it, nigga. You
licked it. I've never ate the back of a knee, and I know that.
There's something called a chode, which is in between... The balls and the butthole.
The gooch?
Yes.
You lick gooch, you lick the ass, Meg. I'm sorry.
That's not the same. You done stared into it.
If he would have grabbed your head and dipped you, what you would have did? Because I'm telling you, I'd have dipped you. I'd have blew look.
Meg was eating the butt with chopsticks.
Licking chode is the same as eating butt?
No, but if you've visited the Whispering Hole,
yes,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I had to think about because I haven't gotten that far back. Hey,
hold on.
You signed in. You didn't go in, but you still on the sign up sheet.
What?
Hold on.
Same smell. Security.
You sign in as a possible pickup parent, but you never went to the last. Listen.
She just had her name down as emergency contact. She just had her name as emergency contact.
Hey, I will say this. I don't know how disgusting this is about to get, but between the coochie and the butthole, it varies. Like some girls have one crack and everything is in the one crack, and then other girls have like a space. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and so.
Wait, it's the space between is bigger for some?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, yes, because I mean, bodies are different sizes. That's why they make pads that are like.
Bro, some girls' coochie hole is so close to the asshole, it ain't got no choice but to stink. And
I've never noticed. I'm gonna try. Yeah, I'm gonna try
to somebody, yep. can somebody right. tell me, like, am I tripping or?
No, it is true because that's why they make different size pads now, because you were making one size pads for women and some women were like, that's too short for me. I need something longer.
What?
Now that's they make
the skin
like,
in the world too. That skin, when they got a little extra skin right there between the coochie and the booty hole, smooth skin in the world, baby.
Is that y'all gooch?
I would love to make me a wallet.
Yeah, that's it's called perineum for women, but. That's also what tears during childbirth. Yeah.
This is a true story. Okay. I've actually rocked my asshole on a girl's tongue before because she was like in between. I just rocked back and she was like, okay.
All right. Well, that was a little more. That was a little further than I wanted to go personally.
This nigga did a crunch on the bitch.
This nigga said surfboard. Ride around on my surfboard.
Hey man, it's a quick one.
Were you on top of her or something?
No, I was on my back.
Legs up over your shoulders.
No, it was fellatio. Then she went up under, like picked the balls up, put the balls kind of on her face like this, and then I just went.
I ain't gonna lie, Kenny. Sometimes you want it, you don't know how to ask for it because you're a man. So sometimes you gotta rock a bye baby a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, CP. CP know what I'm talking about.
Sometimes you gotta rock a bye baby.
Wait, you talking about the rock when they at the gooch already though, right?
Yeah, that's what he talking about.
When they down there, I feel like they already decided. I don't think anybody goes to the gooch and then does a U-turn. Meg.
No, I'm saying I never went. First of all. That's why I think about it, because I was like, have I deliberately just like lick ass? No, I have not actually.
Okay, see.
But if the gooch counts, then yes. But if
that don't count, no, it don't.
Meg didn't deliberately. She didn't go. Okay, today on April 4th, I'm gonna lick an asshole. But what she did was she was just like, all right, I'm down here, I'm in the area. And she's like, all right, we're getting freaky. And I had a little bit of drink tonight.
I'm in your city.
Here. Hey, hold up. It's when Postmates be like, hey, I'm downstairs. Like, come on, bring it up there. Bring it to the door.
Come up.
Bring it to the door.
I'm downstairs. Bring it to the door.
You know what's funny? Meg.
Bitch. It's not Gooch Dash, it's DoorDash. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Gooch Dash?
That's what you should call it if they don't bring it all the way.
Oh my God.
No Gooch Dash.
Meg not hard denying it is so funny. She's just like,
I would say I licked the booty hole, but I
would not, man. I promise you, I would. That's not a booty hole at Minnie Hairstyle. I'm telling you right now. That's not a booty hole licking at Minnie Hairstyle. Like, what you have right now is a deny hairstyle glasses combination. And we completely understand.
I'm a freaking adult, okay? I'm about to be a wife.
You're a freaky adult. What'd you say?
No, she said freaking, which is adult. The opposite.
Guys, I'm a freaky adult. Look.
I have two babies. I have a man I'm about to get married to. So, like, I'm not... That's what I'm saying. It's not, I really thought about
it.
It's
not out of the realm. Yeah. It's not
maybe
out of
like
realm.
This.
I'm not opposed. I just never have really.
In a time. But also, too, it don't look. The bad nigga.
No.
Shook that nigga legs up like a toilet seat. Just look.
Here's the thing, it's not taboo for us. So when a dude talks about it and says it, we don't care because it's like, for us, it's like, ass is beautiful, we do it. When it comes, I never really hear girls or women be like, yo, I be eating ass. It's just something that makes y'all, it looks more degrading or seems more degrading. Also,
no, but it's not even that because, I understand, but I'm saying more so like, for me, it's not that because when you're in a committed relationship, to me, it's whatever, y'all do what y'all gotta do. But For women, it's not the same because number one, y'all's hygiene is different, okay? Like for women, because of our parts, we're taught, or most women should be taught at a young age how to clean these parts. What I've noticed is a lot of men ain't been taught how to clean. You gotta get all the way back, you gotta get under the balls, you gotta get, because there's hair down there for men a lot of times. It's a little bit different. So The hygiene ain't the same. Y'all be having streaks in your underwear. And that's, I had streaks today. Women, that's like, ew, if a woman has it. It's disgusting if a woman has it.
I mean, it's disgusting if a dude has it, just to be clear.
It is, but I'm saying it's more likely to happen with a man than it is with a woman.
It's a streak versus a loser streak. I got you.
Y'all niggas better get them bidets, baby. That bidets clear all that up,
definitely
boy.
Got a bidet, but I do use wet wipes.
Listen, that bidet go to work on your boy. You understand me?
Wet wipes. I think after 35, wet wipes start making you itch. Like, I ain't got time.
No, because you didn't use a toilet tissue after. You got to use dry toilet tissue after.
Yeah, I use the bidet to clear it out, like wash it down. Then the wet wipe, you know what I'm saying, unscented, get all in the corners and the crevices, and then you come through with the tissue paper, two wipes with the tissue paper, one to dry it off and one to clean up any debris. There you go.
Why does unscented matter?
The fragrance is
that fragrance can mess up. It can mess up certain things,
make
man.
Make you itch.
You make a mess up to hear his pH. Listen,
I don't want no aloe vera in my asshole, bro.
Right. I do the bidet, and we got the warm bidet, not just the cold shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be careful because I live with all women. So sometimes they have it on the front. You fuck around and get your dick hole spray. You go, oh, you know what I'm saying? You got to make sure the setting is on ass. Then after a thorough rinse, because, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't want to go full blast, but that motherfucker can, I mean, it could go 50 feet if you needed
to. Right? I hit that bitch on full blast one time and I burped for 30 minutes afterwards. I shot so much water inside of me, nigga. I heard it moving in my stomach. I heard the water.
He started crying.
I need a bidet now. It's so amazing.
Meg, it was like $150, but you gotta hook it up. Yeah, and really like.
So but you don't it's get easy no to do though. It's super easy to do. All you need is the plumber's tape. That's the only thing that sometimes is a hassle is unscrewing it and putting the plumber's tape back on it and wrapping it perfect. Yeah,
buy your own plumber. Say, don't use the one the little one.
Oh yeah, they're gonna give you the bullshit.
You're gonna run through that. But
I have the little hose too, or it's just a little spray.
Usually, it'll come with everything. It'll come with everything that you need.
Oh,
so she's asking like the type, like what is it? Is it a nozzle or is it a grab thing?
The one you have the nozzle and then it just shoots out, or do you have like the actual spray?
Mine just has a little thing like it.
Yeah, mine drops down when you turn it. It drops down. Yeah. A part drops down and it shoots it. And you can aim it from like you can change the angle of it to the vagina or the asshole.
I gotta do some research on Amazon. Yeah,
why would there be a pull away hose?
Sometimes it's easier for women to do the front. When I went to Dubai, like that is standard for, I mean, every public restrooms, whatever, but they be having the hose. Sometimes they have the bidet part too, but
there's a bidet in public restrooms?
I don't know about public
in Japan. That's why I first used a bidet in Japan. Then they all over the bathrooms and at the airport, the hotel.
Men's bathroom too?
Huh?
Men's bathroom too?
Yeah, that's where I first tried it. I was in the bathroom.
Why would he try it in the women's bathroom? I'm so confused.
I didn't know if he was just talking about them being out there or if he used them.
I don't know if I want public airport tap water on my ass, though. That sounds kind of crazy.
Hey,
you use it to wash your hands.
Yeah, that shit has so many buttons. Okay, I was flabbergasted.
That's even worse because your hands touch your face.
Okay, but my ass is sensitive, I think.
I was about to say the face thing. You can't really.
Yeah, he's gonna get away from that one. Let's put it to a vote. What are we going with?
What was the question?
What's the question again?
Would you rather eat an omelet filled with dog food or a trail mix full of insects?
Insects.
I'm going with dog food, man. An omelet? It's cut. I'm gonna taste the egg anyways, man. They ain't gonna season the dog food.
I have a feeling
ruin omelets for yourself.
This story about Keenan's brother was not about really him. Kenan's brother, that was him. He's like, I like dog food, okay? It was on the counter because of me.
Why did he taste the more acceptable dog food? It was dog fruit snacks, man. Relax, guys.
I think I would go with the insects too, man. I think it'd all blend in. You wouldn't even really taste it like that. So I think the insects
you got. KB Toys.
I did. CP, leave me alone, nigga.
My bad, man. I'm sorry. Bro.
Toy store is crazy. I don't think I've ever eaten anything from a toy store, actually.
They had bubblegum too, nigga. Yeah. You ate some bubblegum. Anyway, man, moving on. It looks like the insects have it on that. We're going to jump right into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day. We have, would you rather be in a zombie apocalypse versus a robot apocalypse?
Ooh, easy. I feel like zombies aren't as hard as pop culture has been making it seem. I also heard that we would only do that for like 2 weeks because of exposure and disease. If it actually happened, zombie apocalypse would be like 2 weeks long. I feel like I've seen enough and played enough video games about zombies to do something, but robots, they're smarter. They're going to keep getting smarter. They have technology on their side. There's nowhere you can hide.
Wait, can we go back to that 2 weeks thing? Why would it only last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Because of like the zombies' exposure to the elements and disease and like rotting and decomposition, it wouldn't last that long. Like,
you know, I always wondered how zombies didn't get rigor mortis. Like how the after watching Law and Order for years, it's like, how the fuck is this zombie still like fully able to move? How does blood then settle and coagulate? Like,
well, I think the blood is still rushing, right? The blood is still going because the brain and the heart is still active. It's just taking over.
But the brain
the zombies that woke up though.
The brain is still active. I don't know if the heart is still, because if you shoot the zombie in the heart, they keep going. It's the brain that takes them out. So how is the heart still working?
Wait a minute. Wait. Are these zombies freshly dead, or is it like the cemetery has awakened? Because I don't think the rules apply to them motherfuckers. They're bone dry already.
We haven't seen that in a while. That aesthetic has been kind of killed off.
Of the Living Dead. Yeah, we haven't seen the zombies coming out of the ground.
Turned 100% into virus movies.
Yeah. Are we talking type of speeds too of these zombies? We need to
like
know
World War Z speed or Walking Dead speed.
Yeah, World War Z speed is different. Like that's a nigga.
We out of here, bro. Yeah. It's over.
I was in the movie. Like, yep, I'll be dead in the motherfucker first act.
They started climbing on the wall. They climbing on top of each other. No, they took down the helicopter, nigga. Like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah, but I mean,
White Walkers too. The White Walkers when there was a battle at Winterfell and they fucking jumped over the fire and started laying down on these. Oh, god damn.
But think about this. One robot in the robot apocalypse could probably scale that wall without having to smash up against it and have people run up against it. Like, that's all instinct. Like, if you in the back of the pack and there's a bunch of people trying to get up and they're dumb, so they're just going like this and you just walk up them, that's instinct. But like a robot would probably be able to scale that wall and take out that helicopter.
Oh, that nigga's one of the genius. He's a whiz with geometry. That nigga knows all the angles.
And what's scary about a robot apocalypse is if they know what they're doing technology-wise, anything you use tech-wise, they can infiltrate. Your computer, nigga, helicopter got a computer inside that shit, they can make that shit just die on you, nigga, all that stuff. So that's kind of actually, that's scary. That's probably way scary.
And the zombies, you can take the zombies out one shot to the head. Like, you don't know what it's going to take to destroy this robot. Like, is it the core in the chest? Is it
but the opposite of that is usually there's one thing that shuts them all down. So you have one thing to do that would basically...
EMP? But nigga, they don't just be selling them bitches at 7-Eleven.
He's saying like a central...
EMP?
Yeah. He's saying like a central intelligence point where they're like all being hubbed from.
Oh, okay.
You know,
even
what I'm
with that, like you still need an EMP.
You have to do
it's
that.
Not like that shit gonna be not guarded. Like
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
And also
robots have strategy. Zombies never ever use any type of strategy. Like
that's not true. What was that movie on Netflix that was like they were in Las Vegas and that Las Vegas?
I saw that.
That was the one with the smart zombies though, right? Like
I'm thinking about those zombies.
That was like that. That was actually an interesting retelling of zombies. Cause there was like a general and he had like employees and stuff, right? And
the ones he turned were like ones in command because they were just like they were smarter than the ones that they turned.
I feel most of them are like brain dead though. And the whole classic setup of like you in like a liquor store and they're just like up against the wall, just like hitting, and you're just like, there's X amount of time before they break through. That would never happen with robots. They would just find a way in. So I feel like everything we know about like trying to stay alive is just cut, like there's just shortcuts with
and with zombies. Like if you be quiet, like more than likely the zombies will walk past you. Robots be having infrared cameras, like they seeing through walls. Y'all niggas hiding under beds being quiet. They still coming in there shooting shit up.
Real talk. here's what I'm going off of. I'm gonna go off of the program, right? So like let's say like zombies appear to have like a primitive, almost like what's it called? The a primitive like caveman mind. It's like food, eat, kill, that kind of shit, right? But like a man-made program designed to hunt people. I'm looking at Terminator. I'm looking at fucking I Am Robot. It's like fam, like or I Robot. It's like bro, like that's unstoppable because they're already designed to kind of be humanoid, and then they're like, you know what I'm saying? Like they're a step above. It's like fucking androids is what it is.
Yeah. What makes me even more afraid of the robots too is that, like I said before, like let's say you got an electric water heater, right? Let's say you got your bread up, you got a nice little electric water heater. They ain't even got to come in there and kill you, man. They can just hack into that shit and turn that heat up, boy. They going to fry your ass with water.
That's a great point.
Like, they can do stuff like that. They can hack into all, like, I'm like, yo, I don't have time for none of that shit, bro. Like, I can't. How do you stop that?
Hold on, Kenan. But let's say we're all trapped in the house and then one of us dies. Now, from the inside out, we're infiltrated with zombies.
Once one of us dies and we know it's a zombie apocalypse, nigga, we put two in your head. You out of there. Immediately, let's say you die from some food poison, whatever it is, right? But Pat dead. All right, man, gotta take this nigga out
until a nigga die in your sleep, and now you sleep, and this nigga then like.
But even so, that's worst case scenario, and humans are just overall easier to kill than robots. Like I feel like one thing that we never talked about that Kenan said is like we're picturing like Terminator, iRobot, humanoid robots. But we would lose if just machines, period, went against us. If it was just, still computers, appliances, phones, like you got to think how easy it is to find somebody with, you know, an iPhone and computers. There's already FBI agents looking at us. So if those became just like self-thinking, we would lose without the humanoid versions.
So y'all think Siri, Siri right now could kill all of us?
Here's the thing. Is that about killing you like just like that, right? Let's say there's a place where there's some killer robots, right? And Siri, you're like, yo, let me get to a safe house. And Siri's pointing everybody to a safe house, but it's actually pointing you to where those robots are. That's the first
thing I thought too, Kenan. This bitch is giving us directions right off a cliff.
Nick, exactly. You out of here.
Make a left. Like, are you sure?
But think about it. In like 5 seconds, they could probably research the whole internet to find out all the ways a human can die. So they could do, they have their lot of the land. They could go to the smart oven and turn the gas on. They could just be doing random stuff that we don't even know about. Y'all ever seen them machines? It'll be it's usually like a white dude who'll make a machine and everything like triggers the next thing. It will be like a breakfast machine and like something pops up and then the omelet comes out and all these things happen. They could probably use the math to do that just to make us trip and hit ourselves on the damn counter.
Think about this. Look, imagine this. All the robots at 3, maybe 4 in the morning decide to cut everybody's car on inside their garage all at one time in a neighborhood. Just cut the car on, everybody sleep, carbon monoxide, kill a whole family. Nobody would even know.
Well, wait a minute. Because yes, it's harder to be around robots because they're smarter, quicker, faster, harder to kill. But in either scenario, I would probably want to die sooner, which means I would rather be with robots because if you're with zombies, look, is that a life to live? Look at The Walking Dead. Look how many people had to live to survive.
It's trash.
Why would you want to live like that?
It depends on who you with. If you with a little badass bitch and y'all got left, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hell no.
Because the first thing that every group of zombie survivors do is get pregnant and have a baby. I don't get it. It'll be like season one and there'll be like two babies on the way. And it's like, fam, we're trying to be quiet every single night. And she's just like, yeah, my bad. I just
want to. Why would you be, don't put that on the woman. Put that on that lazy ass man who don't know how to pull out.
Hey, I said the whole group. I said, no, the whole
women like to ride. She was riding all hard because she's about to die. She didn't give a fuck, but then we ended up living. Now we got this baby because Miss Booty Clap Jenkins decided that she wants to put it down.
Don't put that on her. What weak ass man don't know how to pull out.
And there should be condoms.
Yes, we're weak. Yes, we're weak. Who wants to pull out and go out to the cold on the best part of this activity? Right at the
okay,
end.
Okay, so you don't blame that on her.
I'm not. I'm blaming her not taking her morning after on
can
her.
We stop acting like women don't be pulling out neither? Can we just stop doing this, please? There's something. There's also a pull off. Y'all need to pull off, too. 50, pull off. Many men. If you many men coming out your pussy. Pull off.
A woman pull out would be interesting. It'd be like, just like grab it and yank it out like a carrot.
I saw everybody was talking about that male birth control last week. I didn't even see anything about it. What is it, a pill or what? What is it?
Yeah, we all about to have ass.
Y'all gonna be crying. Y'all have hormones
now.
It's
so easy to get a vasectomy. Just get the vasectomy, my nigga.
Like, well, that's so permanent. Sometimes you want kids later.
Nobody fucking want kids later. Fuck kids.
You don't know. And not everybody is evil and hates children like you.
Fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit.
I mean, the male.
You know if you want kids or not, nigga. And a vasectomy is reversible. The hysterectomy is.
But it ain't that. It's not always successful.
And it ain't always 100%. You still might have a kid. So fuck it.
I don't want to fuck up my nuts, man. That's all I got to live for.
You still come. These nuts,
man. I don't want to fuck around.
You still bust, my nigga.
Hey, man, how you know? I don't want to hear it.
If you have a vasectomy, you have empty nuts?
No. You shooting blanks. There's no sperm coming out. There's just
the dog water.
And where's all that excess sperm? It's making my nuts big as fuck. I'm gonna be 50 years old and nothing. You don't have that vasectomy. Yeah, buddy. I got a whole fucking world, dog. I got 7 billion motherfuckers in these.
They still die, right? They still die in there, right?
No, you can't make the sperm. Like, you don't have the, I don't know what they cut in there, but it's not sperm that comes out in your ejaculation. But,
I mean, in some cases too, even when you get a vasectomy, like, you still be getting people pregnant sometimes. Yeah. That's happened too.
That bitch be lying. Yo ass be like, for real?
I thought it was a vasectomy maybe.
I don't know.
Y'all be hot if I had a vasectomy baby, bro. And I was like, and I was trying to get down, but I would attempt that nigga. Vasectomy, baby.
Actually, I know one of my friends. Him and his wife had they got married, and he had 3 kids from his first marriage. She had 4, so they were like, "We're not having no more kids together." So he got a vasectomy, and then the next year she got pregnant, and he was like, "I thought she cheated on me." And so when the baby came, he was like, and I was so hurt about it. And then the baby came, they got a blood test, and it was his child. And he was like, "Wait, what? I had a vasectomy."
Baby was half his child and half invisible. I barely made it in this motherfucker. Barely made it. You know what you did today. Little earthworm Jim, baby, like, you know what you did.
Earthworm Jim,
where he fit in, huh?
Let's put it to a vote, man. Zombie apocalypse, robot apocalypse. What we going with?
Vasectomy.
I forgot that was the question.
Right.
Zombie.
Give me the zombie apocalypse.
Give me the zombie too, man.
No, I'm gonna do a robot so I can just get out of here quick. I'm not trying to be around.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yes. You can die either way. Pat, you ain't got no survival skills. So I don't know.
See, it goes back around. Told you Meg was an asshole, dog. That came out of nowhere, bro.
Again, when I speak the truth, y'all get mad at me. I'm being mean.
Bro, that was your
survival skills. Who on here is gonna choose Pat? You have to pick one person on this Zoom right now.
Hey, wait. I wouldn't be wearing this shirt though.
That's too late, nigga. It's too late. The shirt is on. We looking at the shirt while we making.
Nah, that's not fair. This ain't the apocalypse shirt.
Who choosing Pat for this apocalypse?
Happens, man. You what the fuck? Pat be like, what's going on? Oh, what the fuck?
It's not fair. Take
a picture like. Everybody, I'm like, all right, anything in your pockets, let's see what we got. Pat, you go to those shirt pockets and pull out bubble tea. Anything you have, right? Top ramen, everything in them goddamn pockets.
That's not fair. I wouldn't be wearing this.
I'd be like, let's give each zombie a high chew. Then while they're chewing, we can make our escape.
Oh my God, man.
I mean, that was funny, Meg, and it might be true, but it was just still an asshole.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go with what everybody's. I said
zombie. Who was the only one that said robot?
All right, well, look like zombies have it on that one, man. Want to give a shout out to our special guest, Keenan Bacon, for pulling up again. And of course, a shout out to the OG squad, Meg Scoop, CP, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace.
Oh, that guy.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.